Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio coming up. Half hour, Howard Eskin, his take on the game. And Howard yesterday, during the pregame show, alluded to the idea that he had a Juan Soto scoop. He wouldn't tell us. Well, guess what? He missed the boat because that guy signed last night.
That's why he's not the insider of the year.
I mean, he had it. He said he had it because he spoke to Aaron Boone yesterday before the game, who was at the game, rooting on the Eagles. All right, coming up at 12, Howard, we'll get to the around the NFL. We'll react in full to the Juan Soto thing. He's now in the division. This is my worst nightmare, so I'm not happy about this. But we got to get more into this Hurts situation from yesterday. Your call is coming up, 215-592-9494. All right, let's go to the broadcast because I always think it's interesting. The broadcasters who have a different view than we do, right? Like, they're up higher. They're watching the whole field, especially when it's an offensive player or it's a quarterback. So we have all that here. Let's start with Mike Quick. This is a play Hugh was referring to earlier. I think it was the first pass of the game, right? They started with a run. Saquon went out with the equipment issue. And then I think the next play was a throw in the flat to Jahan Dotson. But that was more of a check down. Listen to Mike Quick. I heard this on my ride home. And then I tried to watch it on the broadcast when I got home. But Fox didn't really do a good job showing this play. This morning, there's a lot of video out there, including Dan Orlovsky breaking this play down. Listen to the way Mike Quick described what Jalen didn't see.
He fakes. He's back. He's looking. Now he fires to the near side of the field to Dotson. Dotson courses across the 20 and takes it up to the 23. Dotson was over at the near sideline. He was not the primary receiver.
No, you really want to throw this ball to A.J. Brown on a corner route here, and Jalen looks at it, he thinks about it, but he just didn't pull the trigger. If he throws this ball on the corner route to A.J., it's a huge pickup downfield.
Hugh, what'd you make of that one? You and I were watching a little video of that one. I mean, Mike, the way Mike described this, the way it looked to me, like he looked at him and then he didn't throw it.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I don't know if he didn't believe in what he was seeing or what his progression was or whatever. I don't know. But it's one where you throw that down the field, that might set the tone for the whole game.
He might be gone.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen A.J. A.J.'s a strong, fast receiver. That might have set the tone for the whole game. I don't know. Like I said, there's a lot that might be going into some of the decisions that Jalen's making. I don't know. But, you know, holidays. I don't know, Joe.
I mean,
this is a joke, quite frankly.
I don't know. You're asking me to try to figure out what's inside the head of a quarterback.
We have a coper here.
I do not.
That's what
Mondays are.
No, they're telling the truth.
That's delusion.
Okay,
the
so
holidays?
Tell the truth. What's going on with Jalen?
The holidays, probably.
Hey, I don't know. That I know you're upset, Kyle. I know you're upset.
No. Like, because I parse out the likelihood in your head that it's the holidays. What do you get? That 1% chance that that's the problem?
Kyle.
What are we doing?
I know you're upset.
No.
But you're asking me to sit here and ask and figure out why the quarterback didn't see a wide open
receiver.
Now
I'm going to ask you to be for real.
Running down the field. I don't know. Maybe you can't say he didn't see him because it's obvious, like, no offensive lineman was in front of him. He had to see him. I don't know why he didn't pull the trigger.
Probably because of the holidays.
Remember a couple weeks ago that we used a clip on the show of Greg Cosell saying he's got to see him wide open before he throws it.
And he was wide open.
So he was. But the more I watched it, it was like as he gets to the back of his drop, that's when A.J. was going to the corner. So to me, that's a play where he's got to throw him. Just throw it to
throw
the corner.
Him open.
Right, and A.J. would have run under it. But he's got to – maybe that's it. Maybe it's as simple as he's got to see it wide open before he throws it. And that's hard to win that way.
This is why I don't know if that's the case because I've seen Jalen make plays where he threw guys open. I've seen that.
So but is it in zone or is it one-on-one? Because one-on-one, I feel like...
I think it was one-on-one.
I think...
Because in one-on-one, he throws that to A.J.
I know.
He throws that to A.J.
It's almost like he trusts it when he knows it's just going to be his guy one-on-one. But like in a zone, I feel like he doesn't want to rip it.
You're saying that he doesn't see potentially, like say somebody like A.J. running out of the zone and he doesn't see the cross or whatever. I mean, you, man, you listen.
I don't know. All right, let's go to the second one. This is Mark Sanchez.
It's the holidays.
Sure. Second one. He might have been doing shopping yet, right? He's just behind in his shopping, and we're seeing him in the field. Second drive. Eagles get the ball back. This is the third down before a punt, and Mark Sanchez describing an incomplete to Jahan Dotson that he looked like he was open, and then by the time the ball got there, the defenders got there first.
Hurts downfield, and a great job by Mike Jackson, the veteran corner. He stepped in front of Jahan Dotson to force a fourth down. These corners are one of the bright spots, Horn and Jackson for Carolina.
Well, this is just a deep curl route, and the timing was a little off. I think Jalen Hurts was just a little bit late to the party here, and seeing it develop, that's what gave Mike Jackson, look at these bounces by his feet, one, two, three, four, and then step and throw. It's got to be hit that back foot, one bounce maybe, and you got to cut that ball loose. So Mike Jackson, number two, the cornerback, can't hit that football.
So that was Sanchez early in the game. Let's go one more. Late in the first half, this is where A.J. Is this when he slammed his helmet? I'm trying to remember when he slammed his helmet in the game. But this is a play where Sanchez basically says A.J.'s wide open. He doesn't know why Jalen has to throw him the football.
Looking for A.J. Brown, who does not have a target today. And Hurts alertly jumps up into the air to prevent taking the sack out of bounds and just throws it downfield. It'll be third and seven.
I thought he was going to cut this ball loose. It's just a pair of under routes inside from his two best receivers. And you see, A.J. had Mike Jackson beat, and then Jalen Hurts decides to scramble. But that's what you want. That's an easy completion out on the edge. Get your drive going after getting stoned on the first play. Kellen Moore trying to dial up completions for the QB, and it's on the QB to take those completions.
Yeah, that was pretty strong from Sanchez on those two.
Yeah, dialing up completions, you got to take them. Yeah, it's a lot, man. It's one of those things where, like I said, it's partly Jalen. No question about that. But I don't think that he's the only guilty culprit in all of this. He's just the one that we tend to see because the ball touches his hand for the most part. But I don't think that he's the only one.
But he is the common one, isn't he?
He's the common denominator. No question.
I mean, as some of our callers have pointed out, they've had injuries at wide receiver. There's been different guys in the field this year. A.J. and Devonta haven't played all the games together. But he's the only constant on the field every snap of every game. And the pass game, it's just not good enough. I mean, they got to get – it's just not good enough. Ken in Cinnaminson. Hey, Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
What's going
Ken,
on,
we're trying to figure things out. What's up? What are you feeling?
Well, before we figure out the Eagles, let me just figure something out for you real quick. If you believe Penn State is the sixth best team in the country, you don't watch much football. So –
I don't give a shit.
Well, they're better than that. But this format is ridiculous, by the way. The fact that Oregon's got the path they have, it's silly.
Well, Penn State's got the silliest path of all. They get rewarded for beating 11 nobodies and losing to the only two good teams they played all
year. I don't give a shit.
That's not why I called. So, listen, I think you're kind of worried about the wrong thing with this. Because, look, I'm not a Jalen Hurts hater. I've never have been. I'm a Jalen Hurts supporter in as much as I want him to do great because I want the Eagles to do great. But, you know, I'm also a realist and I believe my eyes. So the fact that they're the 31st ranked passing offense, well, they're last in the league in passing attempts, and there's a reason for that. So I don't really get too wrapped up in where they rank, and Kyle said it earlier, the passer rating is a joke. It doesn't really reflect what you're seeing playing the game. And the confounding thing about Jalen Hurts is, you know, yeah, he didn't play well yesterday at all, but he still makes like four or five, you know, critical key plays a game. And again yesterday, you know, he did not play well, but he made four or five critical key plays, whether it was throwing the ball or with his legs. So, you know, it's not like you're gonna point to him and say, well, he's gonna cost us a game because of this, because he still makes plays. The issue is that, you know, they've had a number of different offensive coordinators now. They've had a number of different play callers. They've had a number of different quarterback coaches. They haven't had what passes for, you know, an explosive and really good NFL passing offense in the 5 years that Jalen Hurts has been a full-time starter in the NFL. And the only common denominator to that, other than Nick Sirianni, and I'm not going to put this on Nick Sirianni, is the quarterback. So there's absolutely no question that right now they are asking Jalen Hurts to just not lose the game. And that's why you see him, I think, a little hesitant to let it rip, because he's just not going to put the ball in harm's way. And I absolutely believe that he's being coached to not put the ball in harm's way. So I'm not worried about this hypothetical scenario, which has yet to happen and is not going to happen, in my opinion, this year, where Jalen Hurts is going to have to throw them back into a game because somehow they're going to be 20 points down to a team in the third quarter when they don't even give up 20 points a game on defense. I'm worried about the fact that in his fifth year as a starter in the NFL, he still doesn't look like he knows how to execute an NFL passing offense at a high level. That's my concern. And I don't know what to make of it, because look, the guy makes plays too. So it's like, you're on one hand, you're like, oh my God, you know, what are we going to do with this? And on the other hand, you're like, well, you look at that game yesterday, there's no question that he made a couple throws on third down. He made two really good throws on touchdown passes. He made some really good plays with his legs to extend drives. So they don't win that game without Jalen Hurts doing the things that he did yesterday and executing on those four or five plays that he makes every week.
Well, so, sure, but if they have, if he's like you, but I understand your point on that. But if he's executing the passing game earlier at a higher level, they're up 21, and he doesn't need to make those plays.
I agree. But
it's almost like, Ken, it's almost like a batter that strikes out the first three times of the game with runners on, then he hits a game-winning home run later. Like, if he had just executed early, we don't need that at the end. So it's like, yes, he's clutch and he got a game-winning hit, but also he struck out three times early in the game.
Well, I mean, I think he was asked about the AJ play. And like Hugh said earlier, I have no idea what he sees on the field. I mean, we can see things on TV. I have no idea what he sees behind, you know, 5'6", 7-inch offensive lineman, you know, as a 6'1" guy. So I have no idea what he sees. I think he was asked about it post game, and he mentioned something about he thought he saw the safety sagging or something like that. So in a situation like that, I think what's happening is, even if he thinks he sees something that's going to present, you know, a potential problem for a turnover, He's just not going to do it. I think you're right about that.
And maybe they've coached it into him. Can we appreciate the phone call? But I also will point out, it's his job to see it.
No, you're right. You're right, it is. But again, like, certain quarterbacks have their progressions. I would think, if it's me, AJ, my first read.
Of course.
Like off the gate. I would, if I was quarterbacking, I would probably be accused of receiver tracking. He would be my first read every time. He just, because he only throw to, if we're being honest, he's only looking for two receivers.
Yeah.
Devontae and AJ. So that would have been my first read. That's why I don't understand what it was he was looking at when that happened.
Can I'd like to do something for all of us. I'd like to remove a crutch we've decided to use now. And Ken used it. It was a good phone call, but he used a crutch that I've heard a lot. And it's like an explanation. It's a reason. I call it a crutch for why the Eagles are 31st in the NFL in passing yards per game. So, Kyle, you have up over there the passing yards per game in the NFL,
correct,
right?
Yep.
So the Eagles rank 32nd. I have attempts in front of me, right? Yeah. So you would think it would correlate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Teams at the bottom of attempts are going to be at the bottom of passing yards. But I don't believe it does. The Eagles rank 32nd in the NFL in pass attempts per game. I got you guys. I understand they run it a lot. And they're 31st in passing yards. Kyle, where do the Green Bay Packers rank in passing yards per game?
Passing yards per game,
yep.
Green Bay, 1, 2, 3, 4. Sorry, I don't have, there's the ESPN doesn't have numbers on
but
it.
But are they near the top?
Yes, they are. They're 11, yeah.
They are 31st in passing attempts. They have run the football almost as much as the Eagles.
They're still throwing the ball.
But they're still throwing it for a lot more yards because Jordan Love's more explosive than Jalen Hurts. Where do the 49ers rank in passing yards per game?
49ers passing yards per game, 7.
They are 28th in pass attempts in the NFL, yet they're 7th in pass yards. Give me an idea of where the Ravens rank in passing yards per game.
They are number 5 passing yards.
They are 27th in attempts per game.
I'm curious, Kyle. What are the Minnesota Vikings?
The Minnesota Vikings are 8th.
In passing yards?
In passing yards per game.
And they are 24th in attempts. One more to just hit this home, because everyone loves to do this with Jared Goff. The Lions, where do they rank in passing yards per game?
Detroit is number 4.
They are 23rd in attempts. All these teams are at the bottom 10 in throwing the foot in terms of how many times they throw, yet they throw for way more yards.
And I'm curious, Sam Darnold, he's in the first year of that offense in Minnesota, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And Lamar Jackson, this is his second season?
Second with that quarterback.
Second season.
But he did win the MVP
last year. I was just trying to put it in perspective.
Right. And now, to be fair, Love and
they've been in the office a little
Purdy,
bit longer.
They've had way longer with their coordinators.
Yeah, but I think that the outlier in that is the Sam Darnold one. And that's why I asked that question specifically, because that's, to me, that's similar situation as Jalen's in.
I just think we're using it as a crutch. Well, of course they're at the bottom of the NFL. They don't throw much. Well, sure, but neither the Packers. They're better at it. Neither the Lions. They're better at it.
Yeah, they're not being as the word that I like to use, efficient.
Right.
They're not being as efficient
they're
with it.
Better.
And like the flaw, I think, in Ken's argument, because Ken does this thing where he's like, oh, this hypothetical situation, that'll never happen where they're down at some point in the game and they'll have to throw their way to win. If you're playing literally anybody but the Carolina Panthers yesterday, guess what? You're in that situation.
Of course. And they almost won the situation against the Panthers yesterday, and they're one of the worst teams in the league.
I'm sorry. Like, we just saw that our defense is capable of having an off day.
Well,
they just happen to be going up against a really bad offense that day.
Yeah, I mean, and look, we're lucky. I mean, Legette was wide open, and Bryce
wide ass open.
I mean, I thought CJ played a good game yesterday. He got cooked on that route. I mean, like he gave him a double move, and he just ran right past him.
Just watch the Rams and Bills game. If our defense plays like it did against Carolina, and it's the Rams on the other side of the field, what we're down three scores, right? Just like the Bills were yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And then we're cooked.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Like, we can pretend all we want that this scenario is never going to happen. But what are we going to say if it does?
It reminds me a little bit early in the season last year, if we were like, well, what do you think these bats will do in a tight situation? Well, our pitching's so good, we'll be up in every game. Well, then the NLDS happened, and our bats fell apart. Todd in Philly's up. What's up, Todd?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Todd?
Todd, we're just trying to figure things out here. We need your help.
Yeah, I didn't like Ken's entire argument, but I agree with some of the points he made. I think he's being coached to take care of the ball. And I think what we see now is a struggle between what he wants to do and what he's being coached to do. Because a lot of those throws, his timing is off. So that's someone that's saying, I want to throw it, but then I don't want to throw it. And then you see when he make good throws, the one to A.J. Brown, when he basically threw it before he broke out of his route. So it can be done, but I think we see his struggle is, oh, I have to take care of the ball. If you look at week 1-4, his attempts, they were much more higher than after the bye.
Totally.
Now they're not even allowing him to throw as much. And they're taking that Ravens example and saying, we have a good running game. We have a good defense. We don't need this guy to throw as much. And when he does throw, we're telling him or coaching him, don't put the ball in harm's way. Just don't lose the game. We can run the ball and we can play good defense. Don't lose the game.
Mm-hmm.
We harped on the first 4 weeks, we killed him. Oh, he's turned the ball over too much. He don't protect the ball. He's fumbling. Now he's saying, look, if we can win the ball game and he don't have to be put in that situation and he can still protect the ball, do it. That last sack he took, he could have threw the ball out. That was a pass play. He could have threw the ball out of bounds. He was already out of the pocket. He was out of the box. He could have threw it away. He said, no, I'm going to take the sack because I'm protecting the ball. I think that's what we're seeing.
I think Todd, you may be spot on it. Todd, we appreciate the phone call. Hugh, do you think he's in his own head?
There's probably a possibility that that's the case. You know, he's been in a situation where he's told, you know, or he's gotten comfortable being conservative. You know, it's a lot of times, you know, Donovan never put the ball in harm's way. You know, and that was a detriment sometimes to him as a quarterback. Donovan was the type, and another thing that was said about Donovan when he was playing is that he didn't have a really good touch.
He would throw
line drives. But man, listen, sometimes in quarterbacks' heads, they don't want to be the guy that's turning over the football. Maybe that's a little bit of it. It's hard to say because early in the season, like I said, I know that there are certain phone calls, throws that Jalen can't make. But there's a lot that he can.
Of course.
And for whatever reason, he's not been pulling the trigger on some of those throws.
I think the part that becomes most frustrating is I don't think it's a physical thing. Like I think the way you framed it is right. Most throws, if he's on time, Hugh, he can make them.
He can make the throws. Like, I don't think, and a lot of people say, we can't read defenses. Well, he's read them well enough in certain situations to make the throws. I just think sometimes he gets in his head, and whatever reason that is, I do not know. It's just hard. It's just hard to figure out what's going on in his head.
It just feels like he second guesses himself sometimes, doesn't pull the trigger, and then it's a broken play, and it's a dead play. And look, they've won 9 in a row. They're in the playoffs. They have 4 weeks of games left to try to figure this out. But I think we all see it similarly. Like, they have to make this passing game better by the time we get to the postseason. Otherwise, they have a very narrow way to win games. And when you go up against better teams, better pass games, better quarterbacks.
Yeah, we might be going. Yeah, we're not trying to get out the playoffs early. We're not trying to make an early exit.
We have a bus trip to New Orleans.
Yeah, that's planned. Shout out to all the people that asked Sunday about the bus trip.
Oh, we had a listener that came up to us at the pregame show and said she wants a spot. She was even reserving her particular seat on the bus.
Yeah, she wanted to be where the action is.
Yeah.
For some reason, she feels like it's going to be at the front of the bus.
They might be. Who knows?
Who knows?
But I require the Eagles passing game to be better for us to get there. Terrence in Springfield. What's up, Terrence?
Yo, Kyle, what's up, man?
What's up, buddy?
Right now, man, this offense is hooked on phonics, man. And 100 yards passing a game is not going to cut it for Jalen Hurts, man. And I want to say something that nobody probably has thought of yet. I think Saquon Barkley this year, he has helped our team, and he has kind of hurt and enabled our team with his running game thing. Like, Jalen Hurts, like, I feel like Saquon Barkley, he's a crutch for Jalen Hurts, but we have so many weapons on the wide receiver end that there is no excuse for Jalen Hurts not to be missing wide open receivers. And I heard in a press conference that he walked out. Like, man, don't walk out. Jalen Hurts, own this, man.
He wanted to answer the question. I have to get better.
Yeah. See, I have to get better. And everybody has been on Joe because Joe has been keeping it 100. Jalen Hurts is not, the passing game is struggling. We're not on Detroit's level. Detroit, if we play them right now, Detroit would slaughter us right now. If the playoffs started today, Detroit would slaughter us. And this keeps it at 100. I know OG Wade and everybody likes to defend Jalen Hurts, but we have to keep it 100. Like they say, keep it a beam. Jalen Hurts right now, he's like a boxer. You ever see a boxer that don't let his hands go? Jalen, he's not letting his arm go. Let the ball go, Jalen. If it's open, throw the ball. Like, that was my analogy. Like, and we got a kicker that his leg is shot. I don't know. Like,
he said
to me, that's making Sirianni coach different.
That's true.
Making Sirianni coach different because he can't depend on a kicker and he can't depend on a quarterback. So it's making him coach different now that we never saw him coach before. And we could say Carolina has been playing different the last 4 weeks. They have. But there were times in that game where we should have put them out of their misery and we should have took over that game. I know we had a tough game with Baltimore, a physical game, but there's no excuse right now. No time to let up. You know the difference between us and Detroit is? Detroit, yeah, their defense is leaking oil right now. You know what they do? They still put up points. And 20 points a game ain't going to cut it. Even if our defense is playing their asses off, 20 points a game is not going to cut it. And Jalen Hurts, for some way, somehow, you have to get in the room with Kellen Moore and Nick Sirianni and get this stuff together. Because it's not going to work, man. We're not going to go to the Super Bowl. They're going to be on a bus trip. We're going to be in Detroit sitting next to Eminem. When we get up back on our bus, watching Eminem in the stadium laughing at us.
And nobody wants that, Terrence. No, they have to figure it out fast. 215, good phone call. 215-592-9494. We'll get more reacts to the phone lines coming up after we go riding with a dope next. Howard Eskin on all this from yesterday. The win, the defense, the play late by Darius Slay, but of course the passing game. Jalen Hurts, where they're at right now. Does Howard put this on Hurts that they can't get the ball moving through the air? 215-592-9494, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.